Now, in this page, we have shown the diagram how the control design is performed. We first shape the controller, shape the plan using W1, W2. Then we design the controller to stabilize the shape of the plan so that it have good stability margin. Now, of course, when we implement the controller, actually, we have to implement a different way. So we move the W2 back in the loop, so get the controller K, which is equal to W1 K infinity W2. So a typical design goes like this. If the stability margin is good, then we stop. Then we, of course, we can go ahead and verify other performance specifications, see if do time simulation and so on. And the key step is shape the plan to get good stability margin. And of course, we know that in the single input, single output case, we don't really need W1, W2. All we need is just one compensator. And we should also be careful when we choose the shaping function W1, W2, because we know that the controller we design for K infinity is actually for the shape of the plan. And when we implement it, it's actually a different controller. So the loop shape has to be compatible. The one way it's compatible is that, well, we have good stability margin, as we have said before. Another thing is that we should not have a large condition number of W1, W2, because W1, W2 plays, the condition number of that plays also a very important role. If the condition number is small, then we can guarantee the loop shape is compatible. And that's what we're usually going to do, okay? You're going to choose W1, W2 with small condition numbers, usually around weighting it will be desired, maybe even diagonal weightings that most likely probably easier to do.